नमो विष्णु विदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नमने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्च दे सतारणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर हर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
Ram, Ram,
Krishna.
Ram 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 Ram
Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Swami Maharaj. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I just gave class the other night. Somebody gave me the verse in the 12th chapter. I'll just do the next one, I guess. The verse I gave was 12:15, so the next one is 12:16. Gitas? No. Are there Gitas? Devotees have? Everybody has it on their phone. Of course. Maybe you have my lecture on your phone too. So we'll do the verse. Anapeksha Shuchir Daksha Udasino Gata Vyata Savaramba Parityagi Yo Madbhakta Samipriya Anapeksha Suchir Daksha Udasino Gatavyata Savaramba Parityagi Yomad Bhakta Same Priya Anapeksha Suchir Daksha Udasino Gatavyata Savaramba Parityagi Yomad Bhakta Same Priya Anapeksha Suchir Daksha Udasino Gatavyata Sarvaramba Parityagi Yomad Bhakta Same Priya. Ladies, anapeksha, neutral, shuchi, pure, daksha, expert, udasina, free from care, gatavyata, freed from all distress. Sarva Aramba,
of all endeavors,
Parityagi,
renouncer,
Ya,
anyone who,
Madbhakta,
my devotee,
Sa,
he,
May,
to me,
Priyaha,
very dear.
My devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains, and not striving for some result, is very dear to me. Repeat. My devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities.
My devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities.
Who is pure. Expert,
without cares,
free from all pains,
and not striving for some result,
is very dear to me.
Purport.
Money may be offered to a devotee, but he should not struggle to acquire it. If automatically, by the grace of the Supreme, money comes to him, he is not agitated. Naturally, a devotee takes a bath at least twice in a day and rises early in the morning for devotional service. Naturally. Thus, he is naturally clean both inwardly and outwardly. A devotee is always expert because he fully knows the essence of all activities of life and he is convinced of the authority of the scriptures. Devotee never takes the part of a particular party, therefore he is carefree. He is never pained because he is free from all designations. He knows that his body is a designation, so if there is some bodily pains, he is free. The pure devotee does not endeavor for anything which is against the principles of devotional service. For example, constructing a big building requires great energy, and a devotee does not take to such business if it does not benefit him by advancing his devotional service. He may construct a temple for the Lord, and for that he may take all kinds of anxiety. Where's Anamali? Not here. Though he would be relieved to hear that last sentence. He may construct a temple for the Lord, and for that he may take all kinds of anxiety. But he does not construct a big house for his personal relations. Om Jnana Timurandasya Giranjana Salakaya Chaksha Om Linitam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Garim Yakripatam Aham Bande Shri Gurundina Tananam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shanyavari Pastichade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. Oh, you are here. Were you here when I read that sentence? Was you, huh? I said I thought you might be relieved to know that you can. Anxiety for Krishna is accepted. It's the accepted norm. So verse again, my devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains and not striving for some result, is very dear to me. So there are many verses here in this chapter where Krishna returns to the characteristics of pure devotional service, and his emphasis is the superiority
of pure devotional service above other processes of transcendental activities. There are different types of transcendentalists, but as Krishna certifies here in this chapter and elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita, the best transcendentalist is that who always strives to please him. He is considered to be the highest transcendentalist. So, oftentimes when I look at verses like this in the Bhagavad Gita, and look at verses and elsewhere in the Shastra, where Krishna or Srila Prabhupada speaks about his devotees, his pure devotees, and why they're dear to him. I remember when I first read Bhagavad Gita, and I remember also very much in the early days when we read verses like this, we were always thinking that this is what we should be. Of course, we should still think that way. This is what we should be. But somehow, when Prabhupada spoke about it, Prabhupada wrote about it, Prabhupada exemplified it, you read this, that money may be offered to a devotee, but he should not struggle to acquire it. That's how Prabhupada describes how a devotee is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities. Ordinary course of activities is go out, struggle, make money, and anxiety seems to be very prevalent in the pursuit of even making ends meet. But a devotee, he's not dependent on the ordinary course of... So what does that mean? A devotee is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities. And of course, as I said, in the early days, when many devotees were coming to Krishna consciousness as a result of Prabhupada's method of distribution of Krishna consciousness, which is everything is in my books, and the movement was really, really focused on full surrender. Full surrender was the end, and it was the means to achieve the end. Prabhupada oftentimes would quote the verse so many times, Sarvadhamma Pratityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tam Sava Papyo Moksha Shami Mahasuchaha. To abandon all varieties of religion, surrender. Just surrender unto me. I'll deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Krishna makes that statement. Srila Prabhupada cites it. Srila Prabhupada embodies it. His movement is expanding on that principle. And therefore, when we read how a devotee should be, such as in a verse like this, we think, this is how I should be. This is how I should behave. This is how I should act. I should not care for the ordinary course of activities. I should, Prabhupada says here, free from all pains. It's ironic. Just today I was having a discussion with my sister, telling her how much pain, physical pain I'm in every morning. She was describing all the symptoms of arthritis and she said that everything sounds like, you know, I'm supposed to be free from all pains. I guess I'm not a devotee. Prabhupada clarifies it, that as he does beautifully in so many places. He clarifies things in a way that makes bhakti more accessible, because that's what the spiritual master is supposed to do. He's supposed to make bhakti accessible. Making bhakti accessible is accomplished in various ways, but the best way of making bhakti accessible, as we know, is that when there's somebody present who embodies it, and you can see it, and then you have hope, you have faith. Yes, bhakti is real. It's a real... it's not just something that's... It's not mythology. It's not something that we just read about in books, but it's actually a living experience. And of course, we oftentimes quote that verse, Bhakti Pareshanu Bhava, Virakti Anyaisha Chaisha Trika Ekakala. Bhakti is devotion, which comes simultaneously and increasingly for a person who's engaged in bhakti. In other words, it grows. Devotion, direct experience of Krishna, and detachment from material things, they come simultaneously and increasingly for a person who's engaged in bhakti, in the same way as pleasure and nourishment and relief from hunger come simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person who's eating. So it grows. It's something that's supposed to grow. We oftentimes, as Prabhupada always heard him say, Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Hipai Bhakti Lata Bij. Well, Prabhupada said that the seed of bhakti, the seed is something that needs to be watered, it needs to grow. Everyone knows that if a seed is not watered, if it doesn't get sunshine, if it doesn't get nourishment, if it's not in fertile soil, it's not going to go anywhere. It may grow a little bit, but as soon as there's no water, no sunshine, no nourishment, whatever sprout is there, it will wither up and die. So Prabhupada would oftentimes quote the verse that Brahmanda Brahmate Kondavan Yavanjeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bija, that the seed, the Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed of devotional service, is planted in the heart by the mercy of a devotee of the Lord. Of course, we always sometimes quote the verse as well, that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Saja Kabunoi Shravanadi Suchitichi Koryu Doi, that bhakti, pure love of Krishna, is eternally situated in the heart of every living being. It doesn't come from any other source. So the seed of bhakti is when that seed is planted, it means is when that propensity for bhakti, the propensity to serve, becomes directed towards Krishna. That's the seed of bhakti. It's focused and it's directed towards Krishna. Because if it's not directed towards Krishna, then as Prabhupada explains in his explanation to that verse, there may be so many different types of bijas that can be planted in the heart. There's not just the bhakti lata bija, there's the karma bija, there's the jnana bija, and many other bijas that can be planted according to the discourses and according to the qualification of the speaker who's speaking and glorifying the activities of the pure devotees, glorifying the activities of the Lord and his reciprocal relationships with his pure devotees. The more one hears about bhakti, the more faith, bhakti, in bhakti, grows in the heart. So, therefore, as we understand when Srila Prabhupada gave us these purports, gave us his translation of these books, and established the Krishna Consciousness Movement, he established it with this understanding in mind that all those who would come in contact with Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita, all those who came in contact with his Krishna Consciousness Movement, and if you read his purports, you hear about it, read it again and again and again. What is it that the Krishna Consciousness Movement is supposed to give and to nourish for anyone who comes in contact? It's faith and bhakti. That is required. So, faith, of course, Srila Prabhupada would frown upon blind faith. He would say that faith means to have implicit faith in something that is sublime, not follow blindly, but to have faith that, yes, by chanting Hare Krishna, by associating with Krishna's devotees, by rendering devotional service, by worshipping the deity, by accepting Krishna prasadam, by following the regular principles of bhakti yoga, which is by daily hearing recitation of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then what has happened is that bhakti, that seed, which has been planted which is the seed of faith, is watered. And as we know, If the seed is not watered, as we give a simple analogy, if the seed is not watered, its growth will be stunted. Moreover, as Prabhupada gives the example in his references and in the instructions to Lord Chaitanya, to Rupa Goswami, that the seed also grows, that devotional plant also grows along with weeds. And if the weeds are not, if we're not careful to avoid the weeds and to uproot the weeds, then the weeds will also choke the devotional plant, which has been nourished, at one time nourished, and which has been planted by the mercy of Krishna's devotees. And the result is, when the devotional creeper is choked by the weeds, which take away all the nourishment, then what happens? Then fruit of desires can begin manifesting within the heart again. They become very prominent. And not only that, but the determination for bhakti diminishes. This is the danger. The danger. The enthusiasm, the determination, the desire, Atyahara Prayasas Chapajalpa Nyanvagraha, Rupa Goswami has given in his Upadeshamrita, those activities which affect one's determination and faith and bhakti. And Rupa Goswami has also given those activities which help strengthen one's faith and bhakti. If one is not careful, and that seed of faith, although may be planted, if it's not sufficiently watered, what happens? It doesn't become nourished. And if it doesn't become adequately nourished, then faith decreases. Faith is something that's supposed to, is from the beginning of devotional service all the way to the end, is actually the development of faith. Satam prasangam amivir samvado bhavanti hritkana desayana kata taj joshanad ashva pavagar vatmadi shradharatya bhaktir anukramishati. Then in the association of devotees, then what happens? In the association of devotees, that one hears the topics of Krishna in the association of devotees, then what happens is that gradually it enters into the ear and it goes to the heart. And when it goes to the heart, what happens? One faith increases. How does it increase? Because it begins Shraddha, Ratir, Bhaktir, Anukramishati. First is Shraddha, first is faith in the topics being discussed. Then as a result of Shraddha, firm faith, one engages this in Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya means is that he hears the topics of pure devotional service in the association of devotees. And then as a result of engaging in Bhajana Kriya, hearing and chanting the topics of pure devotional service, what happens is anartha nivritti. Now anartha nivritti, anartha means the clearing of anarthas within the heart. And if we're going to list all the different anarthas in the heart, we're not going to have time, because there's a lot of them. But these are how the anarthas become cleared. Without the anarthas becoming cleared, then what happens? One can never come to the platform of nishtha, which is like firm, resolute faith. The anarthas are those weeds. Weeds, which is obstructing the growth of the devotional plant. So, therefore, as I said in the beginning, and I probably should get to the essence of the verse, is that Srila Prabhupada is speaking about pure devotees. And although he's speaking about pure devotees, we should not think this is an unattainable goal that one can... It's not attainable in this life. If one has faith, if his faith, then he'll strive by the right means to achieve that goal. If he doesn't have faith, what is that verse? One who achieves pure devotional service cannot be had. There's a verse from the Mundaka Upanishad, where in Mundaka it says that the Supreme Lord cannot be achieved by those who are wild, those who are careless, and those who are do not have bala, nayamatna bala hanena labhya, who do not have spiritual strength. Nayamat, the Supreme Lord cannot be achieved by those who do not have spiritual strength, who are wild and careless. He can only be achieved to those who always strive to achieve him by the right means. To such persons, the Lord reveals himself to you. Those who strive by the right means. So one has to strive by the right means in order to achieve the shelter of the Lord. And the right means is that one should always be conscious of what is the path for spiritual progress, spiritual growth. What is it that one must engage in regularly if one wants that faith to grow? Mishraddha, Ratir, Bhaktir, Anukramishati. Satam prasangam amavir sambado bhavanta hritkana rasayana kata means in the association of devotees, discussions of the pastimes, the activities, instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead become very dear as they enter into the here, into they go into the heart. As one begins to advance in that path, and gradually what happens? Shraddha is awakened. And Shraddha is awakened, then what happens? Shraddha Rati. Rati means he begins to experience some taste. Shraddha Rati, Bhakti. Bhakti begins to be awakened in his heart. And in that stage, he begins devotional service. Shraddha to Prema is all the development of faith. In the beginning, there's a small faith. But faith must grow. If it doesn't grow, then it's the result of that faith is not growing. We have to look at our own activities, look in our own heart, look at our own meditation, and look at the association. Are we actually taking shelter in the association of devotees? As we said, why did we have so much faith? We looked at Prabhupada. We looked at Prabhupada, and someone would say, oh, well, you guys, you had Prabhupada here. Who do we got? Sometimes people make statements like that. And they'll say, okay, you had Prabhupada here. It's almost like, but if one is eager, then as Lord Kapila Dev says to his mother Devahuti, Tayete Sarava Sadvi Sava Sangha Vivajita, Sangashtesta Pratate Patya, Sangha Doshi Harahite, he says, well, my mother, you should seek out association of devotees who attach to hearing and chanting about you. And if you seek out that association and continue to water by hearing from them, the result will be that all the attachments, all the pernicious effects of attachment with the heart will become cleared away. That is the result. The obstacles, the unwanted things within the heart, the anarthas, will all become washed away gradually in the association of devotees who have an attachment to hearing and chanting about him. This is bhakti. And this is the conclusion because it's Radhika Bala Visartik. Thank you very much.